Jerry Bader Show 935, just before the news, I shared with you some of a piece that Colin Roth had yesterday at Right Wisconsin, to a degree at least, calling out Governor Scott Walker's response to the horrible EPA rules, which would just stifle jobs and economic growth in Wisconsin and jack electricity rates, because like many Midwestern states, we get a lot of our electricity from coal-fired power plants. And what Colin pointed out was around the Midwest, around the region, governors are saying, hell no! Hell no! This will not stand. We will sue. The EPA can't unilaterally make this designation about carbon. This must be done legislatively. And he points out, using a broad definition of middle America, all the way from Wisconsin, Indiana to Texas, the way governors are saying, no, we're going to sue. Colin then said Governor Scott Walker's had an unusually tepid response. According to Wisconsin Public Radio, Governor Walker is cautiously optimistic about the new rules. Walker said on Monday morning he's still waiting to see the entire EPA proposal and will consult with state agencies, especially the DNR. Walker says true flexibility might be something he could accept. If that's true, that would be great. We also know that not just this administration, but others previously have made promises in terms of flexibility, and they just haven't materialized. Colin updated this late yesterday morning. Governor Walker told Right Wisconsin that there is a strategy in place to work with other states on specific concerns related to jobs and the cost of energy. It is my belief that a detailed response with the assistance of various state agencies and with the collaboration of several governors will have the most dynamic results. We need to make a powerful point that is seen as more than a political reaction. I want results, said Walker. There's too much at stake for Wisconsin not to engage a well-thought-out plan. I still don't know what that follow-up means. Then, what is Governor Scott Walker's position on this? I honestly still don't know. I'm just not sure. Does he agree with Brad Schimmel? And Brad wouldn't say if he knew what Scott Walker's strategy. Well, he said he didn't know what Scott Walker's strategy is. Are they on the same page? Is suing the answer here? Wisconsin should join in any lawsuit to keep the EPA from unilaterally causing our energy prices to skyrocket. I want to now take up a story, a topic, that Mark Stein, sitting in for Rush Limbaugh earlier this week, mentioned briefly. I was back in my office. It was shortly after Rush's program starts. Rush is off this week. Mark Stein filling in. Their other guest hosts throughout the week as well. Was it Monday? I don't recall which day it was. And then I just kind of forgot about this. And then Breitbart had a piece yesterday, the Breitbart website, that Drudge linked to. And Stein just made fun of it. And this is what we have tended to do. In fact, I took a call a couple of weeks ago where a listener said something at the time that I didn't take all that seriously, perhaps I took too lightly, that one of the problems conservative talk radio and trying to be entertaining makes fun of things that are actually serious business. I'm not sure, but I think this may be one of them. A newly amended bill from a California lawmaker would require people in the throes of passion to stop and get verbal or written consent to have sex. I am not joking. Mark Stein then, who in his very creative way, went off and made fun of this. According to the language of the bill, consent must be ongoing through a sexual encounter and can be revoked at any time. The existence of a dating relationship between the persons involved or the fact of past sexual relations between them should never itself be assumed to be an indicator of consent. let's see. Since most people have engaged in sex without verbal consent, supporters of the bill are effectively redefining most people and most, and this is where I want to go, most happily married couples as racist. The proposed law, listen to this, and this really goes to the college rape issue. The proposed law would require all college campuses to adopt a uniform policy concerning sexual assault, domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking, requiring people to have verbal discussion before sex violates their privacy rights under the logic of Supreme Court decisions such as Lawrence v. Texas, which struck down Texas sodomy law, and federal appeals court decisions like Wilson v. Taylor, which ruled dating relationships are protected against unwarranted meddling by the constitutional freedom of intimate association. I am not saying that rape on college campuses isn't a problem. I think we are now reaching the point of campus rape hysteria, to the point that we have bullying hysteria. Is bullying a real problem? Of course it is. Was bullying a real problem when I was a kid? Of course it was. Will bullying always be a problem? Of course it will. Is bullying a bigger problem with the digital tools now available to bully someone remote control, Facebook, Twitter, and so on? Yes. That said, we've gone off the deep end, and everything now is bullying. This is the same concept. Everything is going to be rape. Look, sometimes consensual sex just happens. Now, is it often the man trying to initiate it? Yeah, I'm not denying that. I don't want to get too graphic here, but I do need to make a point. So, if two people, for purposes of this discussion, we will say this is a straight couple, man and woman, could be plural, could be. That's not what we're going to discuss here. They start what we call making out. And then he, tries this, and she doesn't complain. And then, the old baseball analogy. Second base. He steals third. No complaints. All right, this starts with kissing and touching on the couch and ends up with sex, which happens. If at some point he doesn't stop and say, Hang on. I got a pen here. Okay, I need you to just sign right here that you're okay with this. Or even less absurd than that. Okay, now we're about to have sexual intercourse here. You're okay with that, right? You're okay, right? I mean, we're going to We're going to, you know, it's pretty clear what we're going to do here, and you're okay with that, right? Are you kidding me? In fact, a listener just made a great point. Wasn't it just a few years ago that liberals wanted government out of the bedroom? And by the way, I agree. What goes on in a bedroom is not the government's business. Now, liberals think it is. Why? Because of rape hysteria. Look, as of September, I have two daughters on a college campus. I'm not saying the problem of binge drinking and non-consensual sex isn't a problem. We have blown this, I think, entirely out of proportion. And the Breitbart column alludes to something here. What about married couples? Just because you've been dating or in a sexual relationship, does that include marriage? After decades of marriage, you now don't know each other well enough where you know when, yes, she does have an interest in sex, or no, she doesn't? I can't speak for all married men, But I think most married men pretty much have a communication system where there's not a lot of doubt as to whether permission is there or not. This is one of those things, though. As I said, when Mark Stein brought this up earlier this week, he made fun of it. And the listener that pointed this out to me a couple of weeks ago, the more I think about this, he was on to something. We just laugh this stuff off. We just laugh this stuff off. We just laugh this stuff off. And now you have the stifling of conservative speech. Now you have a president who apparently traded one deserter for five, or traded five Taliban terrorists for one deserter. Again, we don't know that, and all the facts aren't in, but the evidence that's out there is very damning. Well, we laughed because we didn't know what else to do. And now we are where we are. Where, yes, because unfortunately, there are those men on campus who do force themselves on women. Now we're going to define everything as rape. Years ago, I can't think of her name, there was the feminist that said all heterosexual sex is rape. And then later, well, no, she didn't really say that. Well, now here we are again. Yes, because in effect, the man uses what she perceived as a weapon. That it's violation, even when it's consensual. This was the bizarre, weird. That's a good point. That's a great point. A friend who will remain nameless points out, do the women ever ask for permission? So if it, I mean, because sometimes, you know, it is the women who initiate the sex act. Well, it's. Okay, Jason, fine. Theoretically, it could be the woman that initiates the sex act. Does she have to ask permission? You wonder why we made fun of these things until you turn around one day and realize, holy cow, they're serious about this crap. All right, it's 9:48. I opened this segment with something Jason understood, but you didn't. I said, it's the little pleasures in life that mean so much. By the way, this has nothing to do with the topic I just shared. But last night, I did something I hadn't done in a long time. I ate cheese. On Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, I didn't eat dairy products. I am now, although I still am losing weight because I'm doing a lot of exercising, I'm mostly on maintenance, mostly on my own, but I'm still losing pounds and I feel great, but I can start adding some foods back. This is where Dr. Lipman is very helpful. I said, well, I want to start adding some things back. He's like, well, you got to do it one at a time. And he does teach you how to get back to a normal life. And I'm doing it very slowly. I'm enjoying those things when I splurge. What I've done is going to be different from now on, but you can start enjoying things that you didn't have during the program. My wife is watching because once she loses all the weight she's lost on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and she's lost about 20 pounds, she'll do that too. Dr. Lipman is there for you during and after the process. It's worked for me. It can work for you wherever you are. You can call Dr. Lipman at 920-268-1386. Dr. Jason Lipman, 920-268-1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.